This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW1106.
I'm amazed, perplexed, outraged, appalled. Well, I'm Larry West, and I'm confused. We live in a world you know of the computer card.
There's our driver's license number, social security number, employee number, credit card number, you name it.
No wonder we're crying out for human rights. I've got to be me. But to make matters worse,
and this is what I'm really confused about,
is that right in the midst of it all, right there in the middle of the whirlpool, in the name of human rights, we're taking our personal identities and throwing them away. I mean, one of the keywords of our age is the word person.
No longer is he a male man, he's a male person.
No longer is she a congresswoman, she's a congressperson. And in case someone does happen to find out she is a woman, all precautionary measures are already taken to destroy her identity with the placing of MS before her name, so that no one will know whether she be a Miss or a Mrs. She's just plain Ms. Whatever happened to common sense? I mean, after all, I am a man. And I'm glad I am. I am Mr. I am married. I am not the queen of my home, but my wife is. She is woman. She is Mrs. She is my queen. I like it that way. She tells me she does, too. And despite what television commercials, magazine articles, and radio talk shows want to convey, there are hundreds of thousands of us who feel the same way. And I for one say, it's time we stopped getting stepped on. Becky Talana, in her book she has written on the subject, says, and I quote, "I have no desire for the road of manhood." She says, "I am very grateful that I have the life of a woman." She says, "I like my world as it is." Then she gets rather nasty. She says, "And I want the libbis to leave my world alone. I have my rights too." She says, "Let them crunch, crash, and pitch a selfish fit and demand and yell, but I have rights too." She says, "I do not want to pitch sacks of potatoes or throw a bundle of shingles on the earth. I like the pampered, queenly life." Well, she does come on a little straight there, doesn't she? Personally, I do find it amazing how, in the name of equality, those women who do want to remain queens of their households are being stepped on. You know, it is true that on television often the commercials show more integrity than the shows themselves. I watched one the other night. It was advertising a particular brand of headache relief medicine, and the commercial was a salute to womanhood. On it there were women dressed in different outfits portraying different professions. There was a welder, a ski instructor, a steel worker, an electrician, and such like. I watched, frankly, just to see if there would happen to be a homemaker. Do you suppose there was one representative of that greater majority of women in the whole group? Now, this is supposed to be a salute to women. Do you think there was a homemaker in the whole group? Not a one. And you hear the cry for equality? It's a stat deck. I still say, frankly, God's will is best. He made the male and the female equal. The Bible says that God took a rib out of Adam's side, and from that rib, he fashioned woman. Someone has said that he didn't take that part out of Adam's head that she might rule him. He didn't take a part of Adam's foot either in order that Adam might step on her. He took that rib out of Adam's side, close to his heart to be loved by him, and under his arm to be protected by him, from his side.
message you have just heard.